This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins got a nice outing for right-hander Taj Bradley last night, but lost in Texas 4-2. Bradley worked six innings of one-run, two-hit ball, and was using his curveball well.
No, I feel like the curveball has always had success throughout like this year and years prior and stuff like that. But today's plan, which is attack with all my pitches, you know, be in the zone and get out of the zone. With two strikes.
The Twins' bullpen allowed three runs in the seventh. That was the difference maker. Byron Buxton hit a leadoff homer in the loss. Vikings quarterback Carson Wentz says he's excited about the weapons he has on the offensive side of the football.
Just seeing the speed and seeing different things. Again, half these routes are still new even today with the new game week coming in. So some of these things are all still new, but I get to see the juice that these guys bring and their ability to get in and out of cuts and all the guys. It's been impressive to see, and I'm excited to just kind of play point guard, so to speak, and distribute the ball to them.
Minnesota plays Pittsburgh in Dublin on Sunday morning. Golden Gopher quarterback Drake Lindsey says he's ready to play another game after having had to sit on that loss at Cal throughout the bye week.
When you look back at that game and really go into it, we got to execute better. And I think that was the main point, is there were so many plays that lose you a football game in that game. And that's the main message for me down. We got to do a better job of all 11 executing and executing at a really high level, because one person's flaw and non-execution on a play can destroy the whole play. So we all 11 got to play together and execute the play that's called and be better.
Minnesota will entertain Rutgers on Saturday. The Wild are on home ice for the first time this exhibition season tonight when they entertain Dallas in a preseason game. They previously had played twice on the road. Minnesota head coach John Hines on the plan for the next two.
The next two games would probably be maybe a couple lines and a couple D pairs, and then the guys that don't go would play Sunday, and the guys that play tonight wouldn't play Sunday.
Tonight, the puck will drop at 7 o'clock in downtown St. Paul. For more Minnesota sports info, follow us on X at Minnesota Radio. This is MNN Sports.